This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From Pink News, Pope Francis has fired a conservative Texas bishop after he heavily criticised the pontiff for a recent declaration on LGBTQ+ inclusion in Catholic practices. An announcement by the Vatican last Saturday revealed that Bishop Joseph Strickland of Eastern Texas had been relieved of his position as head of the Diocese of Tyler. The decision came after the Pope ordered an apostolic visitation in June. Strickland established himself as a leading critic of the pontiff, claiming Pope Francis was undermining the deposition of faith and a diabolical disordered clown. After being presented with a request to resign last Thursday, Strickland reportedly refused to leave his post, forcing the Pope Francis to remove the bishop. From The Guardian, Mexico's first openly non-binary magistrate and prominent LGBTQ+ activist has been found dead at their home. Jesus Baena, who used they-them pronouns, was celebrated across Latin America for their work to advance the rights of the LGBTQ+ community. Mexico's security minister said authorities were investigating the cause of death and added during a press conference that we don't know yet if it was a homicide or if it was some sort of accident. But human rights activists have pointed out that Mexico authorities have a history of dismissing murders as crimes of passion and asked for a full investigation into whether Baena's death was related to their gender identity. Baena was among one of the most visible LGBTQ+ figures in a country where queer communities are often violently targeted and had already received death threats. From NBC News, a Florida teacher filed a complaint against their former employer after they were fired for using the gender-neutral honorific MX instead of Ms. or Mr. in emails and other school communications. The teacher, who uses the name A.V. Vary over their legal name, taught high school science at the Florida Virtual School, an online public school, until October 24. Vary filed a complaint last Wednesday with the Florida Commission on Human Relations and the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging the school discriminated against them based on their gender identity and violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Vary said the pronouns they use and their birth assigned sex have nothing to do with how they teach physics. From Star Observer, Thorn Harbour Health announced the recipients of the 2023 Thorn Harbour Health Awards last Sunday, following the 31st Keith Harbour Address. The Keith Harbour Address invites a special guest to speak about the ongoing response to HIV, as well as the general health and well-being of LGBTQ+ communities. This year's Keith Harbour Address was given by Switchboard CEO Joe Ball. In Ball's address, he focused on the high rates of suicide in the LGBTQ+ communities. Fliss Marlowe was awarded the 2023 Thorn Harbour Health President's Award for their legacy of work in supporting LGBTQ+ communities over the years, while the 2023 Greg Friday Young Leader Award was presented to Melbourne Grammar School Captain Daniel Cash for calling out the Presbyterian Church in April 2022 after they said students in same-sex relationships would not be eligible for student leadership. Turning to QNN Sport now, and from news.com.au. Aussie football superstar and Matildas captain Sam Kerr and US footballer Kirsty Mewis have announced their engagement. Tongues have been wagging about the possible next step in the couple's relationship ever since an Instagram post of the American sporting a large rock on her left ring finger back in September. Mewis confirmed the news of the engagement to People magazine, discussing how supportive the Matilda superstar has been throughout her time in the US National Women's Soccer League. Kerr and Mewis have been together since 2021, going public with their relationship after the Tokyo Olympics, and regularly posted loved-up pictures together on social media. The pair won over fans at the recent World Cup, sharing a photo dump of their time together, as well as being snapped celebrating with a kiss as Australia went deep into the tournament. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The Q&N team will be back here next week, or you can download us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Q&N. I'm Joel King Main.
Q&N was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. Q&N is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.